Okay. Tonight's discussion we're going to have is our second discussion of the topic of Shechitas Kachim. Last week we discussed two ideas, and tonight we're going to discuss two ideas. And again, this is just to whet our appetites in these Daf Be'iyun Shiurim, going a little deeper than what we had time for in the Daf, or what we spent time quickly during the Daf, and now we could spend a little more time on it. So last week we discussed the line that comes up in the Gemara in the first parak in Zvachim, and comes up last 2 weeks ago what we did in Zvachim, and that's the line of Shechita Lav Avodahi. The Shechita, the Gemara says, is not an Avoda. And we mentioned, it doesn't really mean it's not an Avoda, because it is one of the Dalet Avodos. We saw many, thank you, we saw many sources last week that it is one of the Dalet Avodos. And a Kohen has to wear Bidei Kahuna when he does the Shechita. So what does it mean, Shechita Lav Avodahi? So we saw the different pshatim in the Mefarshim. Rashi always says Shechita Lav Avodahi is because a Zar could do it. A non-Kohen could do it, and therefore that is what? Is that a Siman or is that a Siba? We assume that was a reflection. The fact that a Zar, a non-Kohen, could do it is a reflection that this act, the first act of the Dalet Avodos, of Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika, that itself reflects something inferior or different. Not inferior, it's still a Maisa Avoda, but it's different, and therefore a Zar could do it. We mentioned, though, that Bali Tosfos take issue with Rashi. They said that a Zar could do it. No, they said that the reason, which this is something we'll get back to hopefully later tonight, that the reason that Shechita Lav Avodahi is because it exists in Chulin as well. It exists in Chulin. We do Shechita today to eat Chulin animals. So what's the difference, basically, Rabbi Yaakov Mirlin says. We had that in the last year. So hopefully we'll get back to that. But that was the first half of what we discussed last week. What does Shechita Lav Avodahi mean? And what are the applications of that? How do the Rishonim and the Achronim use it? And then the second half of last week's shiur was, yes, we say Shechita Ksheira Bizar, but is that a Lechadchila? Is there a Lechadchila for the owner himself to do it? Or is there a Lechadchila for the Kohen to do it? If I have a choice, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, tomorrow we're going to bring Karbonus, right? Or we're going to bring the Karbat Tamin, right? Tumah Dechuya Betzibur. Whatever it is, we're going to bring the carpet, even though we're all going to be Tamei Meis. We'll get him his Bayach, we'll get everything built, boom, and as quickly as we could do it, we'll bring the carbon. We Paskin, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash to bring the Karbanis. You just need a Mizbeach. So I assume that's the first thing we'll do. We'll build a Mizbeach, and we'll have Karbanis, and then we'll work on the rest of the walls and setting up the Ezras Nashim and everything else. We'll get the Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach's going to come, he's going to tell us exactly where the Mizbeach is. Mm-hmm. So, who's going to do the Shechitas? If somebody brings an animal, is the Bialim?
It doesn't need to be in the actual place where
it's got
to
be in the exact spot. The exact spot.
A place where a Zar can enter, like a Zar would have to use like a very long knife or something.
The Mizbech, right. So the Zar would do it. Let's say it's Kachet Kalim. So a Zar is allowed in on the east side of the Azara. The first 11 Amos of the Ezras, what we call the Azara is known as Ezras Yisrael. The Ezras Nashim is on the outside. That's where the dancing took place in Simchat Shoeva. But on the inside, what we call the Azara, the first 11 Amos, walking from east to west, right, by the Shara Nicanor, by the special doors that were brought from Egypt, by Nicanor. So the first 11 Amos, the Yisraelim are allowed to be there. The next 11 Amos, there's 22 Amos until the Mizbeach. So the first 11 Amos, the Yisraelim are allowed to be there. The next 11 Amos are the Ezra's Kohanim, so the Kohanim could be there. But if you want to shecht Kachet Kalim, they can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. And even Kachet Kachim, which is who we Paskin like, Kachet Kachim, some Tanoim hold that the north side of the Mizbeach, even northeast. So maybe even where Yisrael could go. So it's got to be possible. So we have to know. That was the second half of last week. So tonight we're going to discuss two more related topics. And they will both highlight how do we view Shechita in the world of the Avodos. That's the real issue. Well, this act that is done, it's killing the animal. But you have a parallel by Chulin, as we know, as we already mentioned last week. But how do we define it? So the first issue that we're going to discuss is what type of kli, what type of knife has to be used or can be used? That's part one. And part two of our discussion is how do we relate Shechitas Kachem to Shechitas Chulin? That'll be the two parts of our discussion tonight. So first, Shechita Bikli Sharis. So the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Ezel Makoman, Dafem Zayin, what we say every morning in Karbanis, Ezel Makoman Shel Zvachim. So what is the place? The fifth and sixth parak of the Sechas Vachim is about describing the different karbanos, where their avodas are done, and who could eat them, and where the zrikas, nails and bolts of right, the ABCs of karbanos. That's the fifth and sixth parak. Is El Makoman, and we get into the sixth parak of the related to the birds as well. But is El Makoman Zvachim. So says the Mishnah, Kachi Kachim, Shekhitas and Matsaphon. Kachi Kachim, or Shefted in the north. I'm sorry for the little hoarse voice. Parvis Sar Shayabakipurim, Shekhitas and Matsaphon. It lists off examples of Kachi Kachim, Vikibel Daman, Bichli Sharis Matsaphon, and the Kabbalah's Hadam of Kachi Kachim is done in the north side of the Mizbeach with a Klisharis, Vidamatan Azayah Ben Abadim. And the blood of these kashe kachim of the karbanos of Yom Kippur are sprinkled inside on the paroches, on the mizbeach, matana achas ve'akavis. Every matan is ma'ake. Fine. Then it goes into the other karbanos. So the ha'ara is made already by Tosfos. We've said it 1,000 times in our life, but Tosfos makes the ha'ara. The first line of the Mishnah says shechitasan batzafon. The shechita is done in the north, and then the next line says v'kibul daman bikli shares. Batsafon. The Kabbalah's Hadam is done with a klisharis in the north. That phrase, klisharis, is left out in the first line. Do you have to use a klisharis? Does the knife have to be a sanctified knife? Could I use any knife to do shechita with? Even if a Kohen does it, does he have to use a klisharis, a knife of the Beis HaMikdash? What if he has a special knife that he likes to use from home? Is he allowed to use that? So, amazingly, the Mishnah left it out. Was that on purpose? How are we supposed to understand that? Kabbalah Saddam, Bikli Sharis Batsafon. But Shechitas Batsafon, and there's no mention of the knife. That's one. What does that tell us? You don't need a Kli, you don't need a Kli Sharis. What is that? You have to check with something sharp. Not allowed to check with your finger. You have to use a Kli, or are you? Or are you allowed to use? So if it's a, what about a laser? Right? What's some type of, do you need, are there any standards when it comes to shechita? It's not here. I would have said, of course, shechita. But shechita is lavavodihi. So maybe not. So that is ha'ara number one. We'll see what the Rishonim do with that. So we have two sources from the Tanaim. We have this Mishnah in Zvachim, and then we have the Tosefta. The Tosefta in Menachos. Tosefta at the end of Mesachas Menachos, is Perak Aleph, says the Tosefta, source number two. Chomer bashechita. She'ein b'kemitza, u'b'kemitza she'ein b'shechita. There's another fascinating parallel, which we're not going to go into in depth. We mentioned it when it comes up in the daf, and that is the parallels between three actions. The three beginning actions of the karbanos. By animals, by behemoths and behemoths, shechita. By flower karbanos, kemitza. When we dip our finger in and we take out the kemitza, that's parallel to shechita. And by birds, malika. Right, with the fingernail. So shechita, malika, kemitza. Those three are paralleled at various times of the Gemara. Compare and contrast. Because those are the three beginning. These are the avodos that take something that is not totally kadosh, and lechora turns it into something special. It's the first act that is done. Even if I'm makdish a karban, I'm makdish a bird, I'm makdish flower, real full kedusha doesn't really happen until the kemitza, or until the shechita, or the malika. So here the Gemara says one source that relates that to that. Chomer b'shechita shein b'kemitza. U'b'kemitza shein b'shechita. There's something more stringent about shechita that does not exist by kemitza, and vice versa. Shehashechita kavua latzafon. Shechita must be done in the north. V'kavua lo makom b'tzavar. And there's a specific spot on the neck. Be'ez Hashem, this summer, Daf Yomi is going to start Mesechus Chulin. I've mentioned in the past, I think it's one of the most underrated Mesechtas. Such an important mesechta, not just the beginning, it's shechita, but there are yesodos, every parak. There's so many mitzvahs discussed in Chulin. There's all Basam Achal of Taroves. Two of the prakim there is all the basis of all Yaradeh, of all the Hilchos Kashrus. And then you have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, and the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, and the mitzvah of Rishis HaGeiz. Every parak. Razorov Al-Chayayim HaKeva. There's so much in Chulin. In the beginning, the lumpus of shechita, the first two prakim. So again, it's one of the Osov Esbino. Much discussed. Tefillin and no, that's a Menachos. Tefillin and Tzitzis are Menachos. That's going to come up after Pesach, the week before Pesach. That's when the Zvachim Menachos switch. Anyway, so we'll talk more about that. So why am I mentioning that there? Because the first two prakim talk about exactly the halachas of shechita and the psula shechita. One of the psulim of shechita is if I shecht the animal too high or too low on the place where it's supposed to be shechted. Hagrama, right? It's too high, too low. One of the psulim is if it's in the wrong spot. So it's here too, shechita, you have to shecht it in the proper place where you shecht it, in the proper place on the animal. V'no heges b'chala kravim, and it applies to all items that are sacrificed. V'oseras chulin b'fnim v'kachim achutz, and you can't do shechita of either chulin b'fnim v'kachim achutz. V'chayav an al b'chutz, mashen ki b'kmitza. If I do kmitza b'chutz, I'm not chayim misa. There's no specific spot of the flower that I have to pick from to do kmitza. V'chulu. So that's why shechita over kmitza. Next, what's important for us is the next line. Chomer b'kmitza. But what does kmitza have that shechita doesn't have? Sheha kmitza ta'un kohen v'kli shares. Ma she'en kein b'shechita. Again, kmitza requires kli shares. Shechita does not. So, just like the Mishnah in Zvachim. Sounds like kmitza b'kli v'shchita afilu b'krom eshal kana. Tosefta says even just a sharp reed. If you can imagine a reed that's not wavy but a hardened, imagine a hard piece of bamboo that's sharp on the edge. Use that for shchita. Krom eshal pashtus. Krom eshal kana. Tosefta is quoted in the Gemara in Chulin right under where we are. Source number three. The Tanya b'kol shochtin bein b'tzur bein b'schuches bein b'krom eshal kana. That's talking about shchitas kachim. You can shecht it with anything. So you get the impression from all of these sources that shechita, for sure, sounds like you don't need a kli sharis. It sounds like you don't even need a kli, right? It sounds like you just use krom eshal kana. Another Gemara. And then we'll try to get some answers. Says the Gemara in Zvachim and Afsadik Zion. So here we already have something that might point in the other direction a little bit. Says the Gemara is talking about in Tavtal Zayin, that's the 11th parak in Zvachim, which is all about the halachos of dam chatas. The Gemara, the psukim, and the Torah talk about if the blood of the chatas splashes onto anything, that whatever it's splashed onto has the same halachas of the chatas. If it splashes onto my shirt, it has to be cleaned in a special way in the azara. If it splashes onto the lechor, the big tekahuna, it got pretty bloody. It's the pashtus, they got pretty bloody in the so they had to be washed. So you have to know which carbon splashed onto you, because the blood of various carbonates have different halachas. So it got to be careful. So says the Gemara. After the Gemara compares those Torahs Ola. Well, start from the beginning. Ashkechan chatas to miskadesh bebalua. I know by a carbon chatas that sanctifies when it's absorbed in something else, a kli or clothing. Shar kachim inala. How do you know by other kachim? Omer shmul mishum rebel azar. Zos atora la'ola v'mincha v'lachatas v'lash v'lam ilum l'zevach ha'shlamim. La'ola ki ola. We compare it to ola. Ma'ola te'una kli. Af kol te'una kli. Just like ola requires a kli, so too all karbanos require a kli. So, Ilema, what type of kli are we talking about? Ilema, Mizrach, Mishal Mitzibur, Namik Sibhu, Vayikar, Poshach, Hatzitam, Vayisamakanos, next week's Parsha, Vechulu, we're not going to get to that. Ela, Desakin. We must be talking about a knife. Va'ola, Gufa, Minola, and how do you know that an Ola requires that you use a knife? Dechsiv, fascinating source. Where's the source that you need a Sakin to Shech the Karbonola? Vayishlach, Avraham, Esiado, Vayikach, Hasama'acheles. By the Akeda. V'hasam olahu dechseva yale ola ola tachas beno, that he's makir of his Yitzchak Avinu as a carbon ola. So says the Gemara seems to say, we're not going to get to the other details, that you need a knife. You can't just use a krom eshal kana. So how do we put all these? There's other Gemaras as well. I just gave you these couple. How do we put all these sources together? So there are five opinions in the Rishonim, if you can believe it. How can there be five opinions? We'll have to see. What do you mean? You either need it or you don't need it. How can there be five opinions? And each one clues us in, if we look at it, as how they view, partially how they view Shechita. So let's go back now to the Tosis, source number five. Tosis on that first source, Zvachim Mem Zayin. Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim. There are a couple of Rabbeinu Ephraims that are made famous in Yoredeya. Here's one that's in Shechita. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, I am a dak dek mikan. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Delo be'inon sakin b'shechita. Right, he's being medayik from our Mishnah. In Zvachim Mem Zayin. Right, the Rebbe said, "V'kibul daman bechlisharis matzafon." It didn't say shchitasa matzafon. It just said it did say shchitasa bechlisharis matzafon. He says you don't need midalok tani shchitasa bechlisharis matzafon for the fact that it doesn't say that. Kidak tani kabe kabbalah v'kibul daman bechlisharis matzafon. So we'll get back to Rabbeinu Ephraim. We'll get back to Rabbeinu Ephraim. When we talk kachas yishaver hadam perakam dechulin, he says source number three also works out well because it says badai pekromish shalkana v'shachet bad lo bai klisharis. That you don't need. You don't need a klisharis, Rabbeinu Ephraim says. Let's read the Tosfos and then we'll come back. And the Tosfos says, two lines down, V'i'ef shalom markein. You can't say that. You can't say that you don't need a klisharis. D'bisofatote in Mislim Menachos, d'bisofatam chatas, dorish midachsiv, v'yikach samachelas. This is a classic problem where the Rishonim are faced with contradictory Gemaras. You have to know which Gemaras you read in light of the other ones. Right? You have the Mishnah in Zvachim, you have the Gemara in Zvachim, Tzadik Zayin. So what do you read in light of the other ones? So the stum of the Tosfos, who argues that Rabbeinu Ephraim holds, will start with that Shita. You need a Klisharis. Period. You need it. You know what that Gemara in Chulin means? That you made it into a kli, you fashioned it into a kli. You took the reed and you fashioned it. Oh, don't say that literally. It means it doesn't have to be metal. That's all the Gemara is saying. You can fashion anything into a kli. Why doesn't it say in the Mishnah? The high last couple of skinny lines where it's underlined. Right, gukasha. Why doesn't it say it? Lo, b'kabalo dummy. No, it's just not. You can't compare it. The b'kabalo nami lo hiskir hakli elamishim deboishi gam hakli bat safon. Of course, you need the kli. The emphasis of having it in the line of Kabbalah is to teach me that you need the kli in the north also. That's the chiddush. If the animal is in the north and the blood shoots down to the south, so then that is not acceptable. So that's why it emphasizes by Kabbalah, that the kli has to be where it is in the tzafon, but lav dafka, that's supposed to be in contrast, that you need a kli and here you don't need a kli. But the stum of the Tosfos holds that you need a kli. If you need a kli sharis, this type of approach, l'chor put shchita, yeah? How does it fit with the Tosefta? Good question. Shakamitza ton koin v'klisharis, but shekei p'shchita only needs klisharis, you'd have to say.
The Gemara in Zvachim, the second Gemara, is not necessarily, it's sort of a, talking about sakin v'ol v'gufa.
Right.
The first two Gemaras are clearly talking about the
Right. It's quoting the sakin, the machelas is the sakin. You're right, but I guess they would have to read the Tosefta as, I mean, Kemitza requires Kohen and Klisharis, while Shechita only requires Klisharis and not Kohen. That's what they would have to say. Right, if you don't want to say it's a machlokas, we would say, here you need both, and here you have only one requirement. But if we say this approach number one, opinion number one, that is putting Shechita closer to the other avodos. Right, Shechita, ksheir bizarre, but, Shechita lav avodihi, but, right, it's putting it much closer. How large is your view of that principle? So obviously, if you need a klisharis, period, it's putting it closer. But Pashtus Rabbeinu Ephraim, how would you understand Rabbeinu Ephraim? Because reading that Gemara in Chulin makes it sound like, and that's what he quotes as his raya. If you're medayken, the Rabbeinu Ephraim is quoted in various different tosafim throughout Shas. That Gemara in Chulin also has a tosaf on it. I didn't give it to you, but if you look, there are different formulations of Rabbeinu Ephraim. What would you say? What standard does he have? Any standard? Meaning, does Rabbeinu Ephraim require a kli at all, or just not a klisharis? But you definitely require a kli. In our Tosfos, he says a number of times, you don't need a kli sharis, you don't need a kli sharis. But he quotes that Gemara in Chulin, which just says, Kromish Shalkana. So the Pashas of Rabbeinu Ephraim, maybe not in our Tosfos, but in other Tosfosim, you might say that you don't need a kli at all. Just anything sharp. You don't need a kli. Anything sharp to cut the knife, to cut, you would be able to do for Shechita. Yeah.
How do you define a kli versus
a klishat? Oh, so how do you define a kli versus? Well, it's a sanctified. It belongs to the base of Mikdash. If I take a knife from my house, that's a kli.
No, no. So you're saying there's a third stage according to Rabbi Ephraim in Chulin.
Oh, in Chulin, you don't, sure don't need a kli.
A kli
in Chulin, you don't need a. So you would think, right? Krumah shel kana l'chor is not a kli unless you fashion it into a kli. Right. So a kli is not just a sharp item. If you have a broken piece of glass, that's not a kli. But you have to fashion it. So some understand Rabbeinu Ephraim as anything sharp, anything sharp. And if you look in the Devir HaKodesh, in source number 6, he says, if you assume this is true, the Devir HaKodesh is one of the Achronim that we've quoted in, yeah. Right, so in Kalem, I'm saying, so in some of the Torah, it's definitely a difference. But here, so the one understanding of Rabbeinu Ephraim is that you don't even need a kli. But then, if that's true, ask the Devir HaKodesh, so how could this be an avoda that accomplishes something? I didn't give you the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechet Shavuos, on Daf Yud Beis, and other places, that the shechting accomplishes a certain level of hakdasha. Sakin moshchasan l'masha hein. After shechita, you can't. There's something. This is the carbon that it is. You have to shecht it l'shem, the proper carbon. We spoke about that. What happens if you don't? But it accomplishes something, the shechita. So if you're telling me it's lava voda, and you don't even have to use a kli, so how can you say this does something? So says the Devir HaKodesh. You know what you have to say according to these Rishonim. This understanding. That it's not the kli that does it as much as the maisa shchita. The kli is a hechitimsi, not the kli, the item. Maybe it's not even a kli. The item that is used is a hechitimsi to create a maisa shchita. Says the Devir HaKodesh in source 6, Venera, where it's underlined. The Sfira Leilahani Rishonim. The Af the Ain Sar Kli Sharis Lashchita, Ika Kiddish Dam Al Yedei Ashchita, the Etzema Vodas Ashchita, Mekadesh Adam. It's the act, the physical act. To keep, he's talking about even without kli sharis, but you can say this even if you don't need a kli. To kivan da shchita hi achas midal avodos the ika b'karban etzem avodas hashchita to have avoda b'dam mahani lekadesh adam. It's not so much the kli involved, but it's the act. And if you say that you don't even need a kli, you have to say something like that. It's the maisa that's makadesh, and not so much the sakin. But if you go then the other way, and this is, let's say, would be approach 3 that we would have, if you say that Rabbeinu Ephraim requires a kli sharis, at least, and not a kli, so then that is how the Lechem Mishnah, if you look in source number 7, understands Rabbeinu Ephraim. So it's cut off a little bit. It's the lo be'inan kli sharis b'shchita on line 3. You become makom sakin be'inan sheyehekli. The fact that he says that means that there's somebody out there that probably says that you don't need. That's what the approach that we just said. But the Lechem Mishnah says b'feirish to explain Rabbeinu Ephraim that you do need. You do need a kli, but you don't need kli sharis. So if you think about it now, it's interesting because Shchitas Chulin doesn't require anything, doesn't require a Kli. Shchitas Katshim requires a Kli, but not a Kli Sharis. And the other Avodos require even a Kli Sharis.
Why would you say that Shchitas Chulin doesn't require even a Kli?
No, we know that. It doesn't. You're allowed to shecht. I have it here. You're a day. It says, Bakol Shah, it says you're allowed to shecht with anything. Right? The Simon. Basically, the Mishnah Chulin. The Mishnah Chulin says you basically can shecht with anything sharp that you can find. Okay, I can't. Bamesh Shochtin says the Simin Vav in Yeridaya. Bakol Dover Hatalush Shochtin. Anything detached. Bein Besakin, Bein Betsur, piece of rock, piece of flint. That's not a kli. Bein Bekromish Shalkana, Haagam, Hanikra Ishpadina, V'chein Tziporin. You got a fingernail. Right, that's detached. So all of that, v'chayotze behem idvar machotchim, v'ushiyeh piv chad v'lo yebo pgam. Gotta make sure it's sharp and that it doesn't pass the shchita. But there's no. So fast, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, according to this understanding, so there are 3 different levels. There's the level of chulin, which doesn't even require a kli. There's the level of kachim, which requires a kli. But shchitas kachim, which requires a kli, but does not require kli sharis. And then you have the other avodos, which you need a kli sharis also. Yeah? What did you say?
No,
so what's the need for a kli? He's not saying that maybe you should, but that you can. You can. It could be that if a czar, I don't know, maybe if they run out of knives, it's a busy day, Erev Pesach, busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash, and the czar wants to do his own karbon, right? Maybe there's a family heirloom of a knife that they want to use, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Could use it. So that's yeah, you have the kli. You have a kli. You just don't have a kli sharis. But if this is the case, then that's saying our whole, much of the issue of shechita is this closer to shchulin? Is this closer to the other avodas of kachim? This is mamish in the middle. Right? You have no kli over here. You have kli sharis over here. And kli, non-kli sharis in the middle. Right? Maybe the Chazon Yecheskel, Chesel Abrovsky formulates this with that, maybe there's a chalos avoda without a maisa avoda. A maisa avoda would require a kli sharis. I shake it here, maybe it's a chalos avoda without a maisa avoda. Okay, but that is all number three. Number four, again, fourth out of five shitas. You would think this is a simple issue. What do you need for shechita? Fourth is the shita of the Rambam, source number eight. Says the Rambam, Menuchas Maisa Karbanas, Kol Azvachim, Ein Shochten Otsan Lachad Chila El Abasakin Mikli Shares. Says the Rambam, you need a Kli Shares, Lachad Chila. V'im Shachat B'kol Davar Sheshochten Bo Achulin, Afilu b'kromish al kanak sheirim. Wow, the Rambam, best to use kli shareis. You don't, but b'di'eved, you don't even have to use a kli. In other words, and this it's clear from the Rambam. But if you under that same piece, the Devar Kodesh, in the next source, as Rosh Hashanah 9 says, for the Rambam, there seem to be two tracks in shechita. Shechita's kachim. You could go the closer to the other avodos track. Or you could go like the closer to Chulin track. V'nira Lomar, source 9, where it's underlined. V'nira Lomar v'zeh. D'shayach b'kachim beis b'dinei shechita ke'echad. When it comes to shechita's kachim, there are two aspects. Number one, din shechita's kachim. There's a din of shechita's kachim. Ulahai shechita, sphir leil harambam, kahani rishon, and divina klishareis. T'balav ha'achi lo'ikri, shechita's kachim. And number two, like regular avoda, v'sheni din shechitas chulin. In every shechitas kachim, there's also a shechitas chulin that could function, that could also get you to the same place. The kiva the shechita lav avoda shayach lahavi karban below din shechitas kachim. They call the nishchata behema af din shechitas chulin shayach lahapshecha avodos. The totsa'a could be the same, even though the maisa is going to be different. But there are two ways to accomplish the avoda of shechita. The shechita's kachim way, the shechita's chulin way. That's what you get from this little detail of a halacha. That's what it seems to be. It's an interesting ha'ara that the Rambam never mentions a lachadchila for the kohen to do the shechita. He has a lachadchila for the klisharis, at least what we did last week. Why not? If you're saying there's two tracks in shechita, Shechita's kachim track and Shechita's chulin track. So why don't you say maybe the Shechita's kachim track should have the kohen, the Shechita's chulin track should have the... He doesn't say that. Maybe because there's the counter pressure of what we've discussed. Counter pressure of maybe the owner should do it. Let him do it. It's the only thing that Yisrael could do, that the owner could do. Let him do it. So maybe because of that counter pressure, the Rambam doesn't say that the Bailam is the chachil either. But that is the, but he leaves it open. Leaves it open. But that is a fourth opinion. L'chachil b'dievet of the Rambam. And finally, the fifth and final shita related to this first half of the shir, and that's the Ritva and Chulin. The Ritva again is bothered by this issue. That's Chulin Daf Gimel and Akamara. Do you need a kli? Do you not need a kli? So first he quotes V'yesha Tirtzu, She'ena kli shal shchita kli sharis ala kabbalah b'kli sharis. He quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim shita, and then he quotes V'yikala Medak, but you have other Gemaras that quote Sakin, like the Gemara we saw at the end of Zvachim, Aval ha'machuva yoser. But what I think is true, says the Ritva, what I think is true is the sakin du mukdashin klisharis hu, sakin that is mukudash mukklisharis, lekadesh hadam ksas. It's got to be a klisharis, and that klisharis accomplishes some hakdasha of the dam. Umihu lefi she'en shchita ma'akeves hektish, Sheherek Shera Bizarim Upsulim Eino Gomeres Kedushas Dam Lagamri Ad Kabalasso. That's an amazing line. The Ritva is trying to create a middle category, even a middle result. Says the Ritva Beferish. Kshita starts the Hakdasha of the Dam, Kabbalah completes the Hakdasha of the Dam. And therefore, Lafichach, Eina Sakin Khashav Klisharis, Lipasa Beyotse. The Sakin the element of klisharis of a socket is different than the element of klisharis by others, because it only accomplishes partial hakdasha. The first half, this is getting it off the ground, getting this chulin animal off the ground. The afilu rebi modish osir osir shalates, even though it's a klisharis, most klisharis made out of metal. This could be made out of wood. Kromishal kana bishem heichazeh ulahaki lo tarish chidas beklisharis basafon. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. The Ritva is saying it's a modified klisharis. It's a lower level, inferior, different. I want to say inferior, different klisharis, because it's accomplishing something different. It's getting it off the ground. Sometimes when you get something off the ground, it's harder. Once it exists, it's easier. You can be gomer it. But that's the Ritva. He's trying to create a middle category, so and that's what and that. What? It's more than just a kli. It has to be a type of klisharis, but not the klisharis like the others. And that's the pshat of the Tosefta, he says. V'zesh amr b'Tosefta, chomer b'kemitza mi b'shchita, sha ha-kemitza tu'una kli, ve'na shchita tu'una kli. What does that mean? He says, v'hanan amrinon, she tu'una klisharis, b'kiva de makdasha dam b'tzavar ksas, el akarchach boi lomar she'na tu'una klisharis gomor, li pasal b'yotze. V'naf gamina nami she'osan o'son shal keitz. It's nezopsal yotze, and that's why you could check if the... If the Yisrael stands outside and the animal's in the Azara, it has to be shechted there. I feel the Rebbe. That's the Ritva. A new category, a middle category. Again, Shechita, because Shechita is somewhere in the middle. Shechita is a complex avoda. The other three, the other Kabbalah and Zrika, those are real bona fide avodos. Nothing to talk about. But Shechita, for various reasons that we've discussed, so the Ritva puts it in the middle. Yes, klisharis, but not a klisharis like everything else. And the second sheet of Tosfos, regular klisharis lachora. Yeah, regular klisharis. Not saying this newfangled. Oh, it's a different type of klisharis.
And is there any equal here if you did it without a klisharis?
No, according to the Ritva, it sounds like this might be likuva. It doesn't have lachachila b'di'evit. The Rambam's the only one that has lachachila b'di'evit. This is what you need. You could use a real klisharis if you want, but this is all that you need, says the Ritva. But then look at the last line the Ritva says, I don't know if to cry about this or to be excited about this. What do you see from there? The Ritva wrote a commentary on Zvachim. We don't have it. We don't have any of the Rishonim on Zvachim besides Rashi and Tosfos. We have to gather from the rest of Shas. But you see from here that, look, hopefully one day we'll find the Geniza, just like we found the Meiri. Hopefully we'll find the Ritva on Zvachim somewhere. But also, it's that the Rishonim wrote commentaries on Kachim. We just might not have them. So other people think, oh, they didn't write on Kachim because da da da. The Ritva says Beferish. He wrote, He'erachti. He doesn't say Arich, and he didn't get there. He'erachti. He wrote a commentary on Zvachim. We just don't have it. So, Bez Hashem, one day we should be Zoche to the commentary of the Ritva on Zvachim. Okay. So that is all part one, right? Shechita b'klisharis, which opens up our understandings of Shechita in general. So the second half, as we mentioned, let's talk about the issue of the relationship, specifically between Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kachim. Right? We already mentioned that, and just before we mention what we said again, but the issue is Shechitas Kachim closer to Shechitas Chulin, or Shechitas Kachim closer to the other Avodos, or a little of both? And number one, the first source to mention in any discussion of this topic is what we mentioned last week, and that is the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans that was quoted in Tosfos and Zvachim Daf Yudalet. I didn't give it to you this week because it was on last week's sheet, and that is, why is Shita lava vodahi? So his sheet is because it exists in Chulin. If it exists in Chulin, that impacts how we view the Shita of Kachim. That's Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans Chiddush. So let's remember that for a few minutes from now. What direction is it going in? Shita's Chulin impacting Shechitas Kachim. That is Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans. So he kind of takes the whole unique quality. Ah, it's just, you have it everywhere. Shechita lav avodahi. But it's not so pasha, because as we're going to see right now, there are a number of halachic differences and conceptual differences between Shechitas Kachim and Shechitas Chulin. First of all, the Bahag, I'm going to give you the Bahag, the Bahag is just one line, he counts Shechitas Kachim as a separate mitzvah. Kachim is Shechitas Kachim, separate mitzvah. I don't know if he counts Shechitas Chulin as a mitzvah. That's a machlokas Rishonim Bechal, which hopefully we'll get back to. But Shechitas Kachem is a mitzvah, number one. Number two, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Psuli HaMakdashin, at the beginning, he keeps emphasizing that all of these halachos are applied to Kachem, Kachem, Kachem. He says over and over again. Look at source 11. Kol Psulim La'avoda, Mutaran Lishchot, Kachem L'chanchila. Anyone who's possible La'avoda, Kishach Kachem, V'yafilu Kachi Kachem. Chutzman Atami, Shein Shochel Achila, right, this is the beginning of the third parak in Zvachim, Atami cannot shach l'chadchila, because he might be in time with the animal. Skip. V'im over v'shach on a zevach kosher, but as long as he wasn't Atami the carbon, the zevach is still kosher. Skip talach ha-gimel, ha-shochet es ha-kodshim, v'lon es kavin l'shchita, ela kimisasek, ha-re'elu pasol ha-shi es kavin l'shchita. If you shach kodshim, why don't you just say shach l'shchita behema? We're in Hilchos Psulei HaMakdashin. We know we're talking about kachim. No, the Rambam has to put that in. If you shach kachim and you didn't have kavanah for the shechita, you were misasek, you were involved in something else, which we'll get back to the definition of that soon. Pasul. V'lo yishchot shnei rashim ke'echot b'kachim v'imshach ra'elu k'sherim. You can't put two animals next to each other to shach at the same time. Woo! Right? You got a long knife. B'kachim. What do you mean b'kachim? That's what we're talking about. Leave that word out. We would know exactly halacha dalet. We would understand everything. The Rambam is always very precise in every word that he says. V'lo yishchot shnei rashim ke'achad. Aval shochten behema achas b'kachim kechulin. I'm sorry, shnayim shochten behema achas b'kachim kechulin. But two people could shecht one animal at once in kachim like in chulin. He's emphasizing that there seems to be emphasizing that kachim is his own world.
Specifically
bringing in a chulin at the very end. He's at the end. Oh, and this halacha is the same.
Right, meaning the others aren't.
Right? The others aren't. The others are unique, emphasizing it. Even halachically, is a katan allowed to shecht if I'm watching and I see that he does it perfectly? So the Rambam says, right here, next halacha, katan, eino shochet kachim. Again, afa pisha gadol min agabav. A katan is possible to shecht. Even if he's an amazing shochet, even if the gadol is watching him, shakachem srichin machshava, the katan ain't la machshava. Gan can shecht. Contrast this with the halach in Yeridea. In Yeridea, in source number 12, in Simon Aleph, the halacha is, go to the 1, 2, 3, 6th line, the katan she'ena yodea la'amein yadav l'shchot, ein mozer la'am l'shchot l'chadchila, afilo achirim omden al gabeim. If a katan can't shecht properly, you shouldn't let him. V'im shachtu shchitas an ksheira, imachirim omden al gabeim, and you saw that he did it properly. If I'm watching a katan do it, then, if he can't be ma'amin yadav, that he shouldn't do it, only with the Yavin. If he did, it's kosher. Skip two lines. And if he's an expert shechter, an 11-year-old is allowed to be a shochet, says the Shulchan Aruch. Right, that's what he says. But if you don't, you have to have somebody watching him, because the Khan has no nemanis. But if he's allowed to shecht, so it's beferish a different halacha l'maisa. So what would Rabbi Yaakov Yolin say? Ah, okay. What do you mean? It's obviously a difference. The Rambam emphasizes it in just in formulation. This halacha. What about misasik? Let's get back to misasik, what the Rambam quoted before. We discussed, the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin, source 13, misasik b'kachim is puzzle. What does misasik mean? I'm involved. We know by Hilchos Shabbos, misasik means like there's something lacking. I turned off the light without thinking. Right? I bumped into the light. Right, there are different levels of misasik when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. What about here? What does misasik mean? So Rashi says, without kavana, but what does that mean? So Rashi in Chulin says, Tosas quotes it in source 15, Piris Bakutris Kagon misasik v'sagino lahagbiro lazarko. What did I do? I am juggling a knife. I have no kavana even to do the act of shechita. I'm like juggling a knife, and I lose control. The knife flies out of my hand, and it goes in and shechts the animal somehow, right? So it says that's misasik. Says Tosfos, that's misasik b'kachim. That's pasul. That's pasul even in chulin. You didn't have kavana for the act. The kasha tekiya gav nafilu b'chulin pasul. L'rabbanu depligilei d'rabbanu d'boy kavana. You don't have kavana for the act. Of course, you need kavana for the act. Even by chulin, you need kavana for the act. V'afilu miskamen l'chaticha. Even if you have kavana for the cutting, konzarek sakin l'noatza b'kosel t'chashim miskamen l'chaticha. If I have in mind to throw it at the wall and hit an animal on the way, Still, so Tosas Lashes, even Chulin has that problem. So says, no. You know what you must be talking about here? Five lines from the bottom. Vinira, hay misatzi dekachim, haynu miskavin lachaticha simanim, for all the zvicha, to bechul and kacher, ubekachim pasal. You have kavana to do the act of shchita, but not to be matirit, to eat. Right? You have kavana to cut the two simanim, but you have no kavana that you're doing a mitzvah of shchita. So that's okay in chulin, and not okay in kachim. Second halachic difference. Katan with the gadol omer al gabav and misasek. Even Rashi's Tosfos in the question says, no, even chulin. So you see his whole impression that there's a difference here. There's a difference here. Right, different. There's some lack of kavana. Okay, this could be even a davrshin miskavin. By Shabbos, you have a wider definition of misasek because of malachas machshavas. And one final point before we see two beautiful formulations of the Achronim describing the difference of Shechitas Kachim. One final point, and that is a Meiri in Baba Kama. The Meiri in Baba Kama, Taf Ayin Beis, the Gemara there is discussing the sugya of Yeshna L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzof, or Ein L'Shechita Ela V'Atzof. We have this by Schiris, we've had this by elsewhere. Sometimes the Halacha, the Gemara asks, how does Halacha view a certain action? Does it view it in increments of every moment? Or just look at the final stage. Schiris. When do I owe you money? Do I owe you money if I'm renting something from you at the last moment? Or every moment until we get there is a little fraction of what I owe you? There's a chiyuv conceptually. And at the end it's completed. Yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'atzof or ein l'schiris ela basof. See, I'm saying my shchita. So machlokas in the Gemara. How do you look at shchita from beginning to yeshna l'schita mitchila v'atzof or ein l'schita ela basof? Says the Meiri, though there's a machlokas by chulin, by kachim, everybody would agree, yeshna l'schita mitchila v'atzof. That every moment is crucial and important. That's the Meiri. Ule'enyim so machshava by kachim, Miha kulam modim she yeshnu l'shchita mitzchila v'atzof. And the things about having problematic thoughts during shchita, v'yaf machshava she betchilas shchita poselas. The Meiri says everybody would agree by kachim that yeshnu l'shchita mitzchila v'atzof. Why? Because maybe that reflects that the act is something unique and significant. It's not just about the totsah, getting the result, creating a chaloshem shachut. But it's the act itself, and that's why everybody would agree. Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof. So yes, okay. Rabbi Yaakov here leans. Oh, chulin, so to kachim. No, there's a lot of significance to shchitas kachim more than chulin. In formulation, and even in halacha, katan, misasek, and yeshna l'shchita. To see two formulations of the achronim, the Ar Sameach or Meir Simcha in Surah 17, says Rameir Simcha, V'lecha l'meimar d'zehavi misvar nafgalon, v'chulu. Skip to the second underlined line. V'zein sara l'mar, you can't say chulin and kachim have the same requirements about kavana. D'kan b'chulin have a hechsher kemo tevila, shemotzia me'isser v'chayotze bazeh. By chulin, you know what shchita is? It's what we would call a matir. It's like tevila. It removes an iser. Ava bekachim she'adaraba mosefes hashchita kedusha bezevach shalachin einifta hazevach achar hashchita tahavi kamo mincha shenis kachim beklisharis desaken mekadosh leladam kedam reish parpeit zesota. Says the Ar Sameach, shchitas chulin is a matir. Shchitas kachim hosafas kedusha. It adds. It's not just removing an Isser, like Shechitas Chulin is removing an Isser of Eber Menachai, or Eber Menachai, or of Nevela, whatever it is, or preventing an Isser. But Kachim is so much more, says the Ar Sameach. It's Hosafas Kedusha. Same idea is said in different words from the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi in Source 18. But you'll see one Hosafa that the Beis Halevi even says. Lefiza Nireh. Digabi karbanis tahari vadai the shchita dithu mitzvahs asay gemura. It's for sure mitzvahs asay the shchita of kachim v'krad v'shachan is ben abakar diksiva gabi karban hari vadai the einu misham hafkas iser shall aver min achay lechuda. It's not just removing an iser. Rakhu tzivui u mitzvahs asay ba'avodas a karban. It's a major positive thing that you're doing. Ubeloze hu mechuser mitzvah acha sheba karban. You don't do a shechita, a proper shechita, you're lacking an element. And then he quotes the Gemara in Chulin Adaf Yud Zayin, that even though, he quotes a shechita of the Tanaim, even though they just, in the Midbar, they used to just kill animals, non-karbanis, to be Midbar, hutel and basar nechira, tagamai de nechira, hayinifka az iser, afilu hachi, still, when it came to karbanis, they had to do shechita. They weren't allowed to just kill animals. Umochrach duhu pradu mitzvah achas mi mitzvah sheva karbon. And then he quotes the nafkamina misasek, that misasek is only problem by chulin and not by kachim. So says the Beis Halevi, says the Arsameach, maybe kach by chulin it's a matir, but here it's a mitzvah. It's an added element. And then he says even something amazing. He says, and I hold that even Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans could fit into my chiddush. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans. Rabbi Orleans, he was the one that said, hey, you know why Shechita Lava Vodahi? Because it exists in Chulin too. Skip down. Vigami divrei Meir Orleans, ancient stira ledvareinu. The kavanas hagamara de Shechita de karbanenu misham avoda, ukamo mitzvah zrika vahaktar vikimitza da avodahi. Ava Shechita ena avoda, rak mitzvah. It might not be an avoda like the other three avodos, but it's definitely a mitzvah, which is more than the Maisa of Shechitas Chulin. There is definitely an added element. You find many aspects that are considered a mitzvah, not an avoda. Cutting the Omer. Cutting the Omer was done with so much fanfare, described in Mishnayos and Menachos. That's a mitzvah. But it's not part of the avoda. Ukemochein hu shechita. The kiva de chazina de gam bechulin sricha muchachina de eno mishem avoda avavadai. You see, it exists in chulin. Says Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans. That just shows it's not an avoda, but it's a mitzvah. It's still very different. Chulin. So according to this, if you think about it, just illustratively, you have shechitas kachim in the middle. So Shechitas Chulin pulls it farther away from the Dalet Avodos, but it's not identified with Shechitas Chulin. Shechitas Chulin just pulls it from the other three. It's not an avoda like those three, but it's still a mitzvah. It's still different than the regular Shechitas Chulin. That's what the Beis Halevi is saying. The Bag would say it's big by Kachem. I have to check up if he says it by Chulin also. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's a mitzvah or not, by Chulin.
Yeah, but he would imply, the Beis Halevi would imply that it's a mitzvah by Kachem only.
Right, Beis Halevi fits beautifully, it's a mitzvah by Kachem only, right? He wouldn't count it. Unless you say that within the 613 you also count matirs and not just mitzvahs. That's the Machlokas. The Machlokas Ramam Ravid. The Ramam counts Shechitas Chulin as a mitzvah, and the Ravid says, I don't know what you're talking about. So what's the Machlokas about? Is it a machlokas about whether Shechitas Chulin is a mitzvah or a matir? Or is it a machlokas about, do you count matirs? As mitzvahs. Chalitza, Shechita. Correct. Right by Der Chinami. It would work smoother for the Beis Halevi if Shechitas Chulin would not be counted. Just one final point, or two final points. If this is true, what we just said, we started off in the second half of the shiur of Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans, Chulin influencing Kachim. And then we said, but maybe not. We have a lot of uniquenesses to the Shechitas Kachim. And then the Beis Halevi takes us full circle and says, no, no, no. Even Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans might hold of this idea. But there are two other sources where we see just the opposite. Shechitas Kachim influencing Shechitas Chulin. Because the significant nature of Shechitas Kachim takes us away. It's a rush that we're all familiar with. But we just don't focus on this line of the Rush. So the Machlokas, Rush and Rambam, is getting married a mitzvah. It's Rush and Simen Yud Beis in the first parak of Ksubis. So we know the Rambam, famous Rambam, says in Hilchos Ishus, getting married is a mitzvah sasei daraisa. The brachas that we say, Vitzivano, Al Arayo, those are the Harusos, that's a brachas ha-mitzvah. We say it before we put the ring, Hariyam Kudeshesli, the Masada Kedushin is saying it on behalf of the Chassan. Fine. That's the Rambam. The Rush, in this piece, says, not a mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah for Puruvu. That's the Rush. Venera Lee says on the first skinny line, Ki bracha zu eina bracha lasiyas ha-mitzvah, ki piriyah v'rivya hainu ki yirim ha-mitzvah. Puruvu is the mitzvah. Theoretically, if you took a pilegesh, it could also be Mekayim Puruvu. Right? A separate topic. A separate shir. Eina mechuyah v'kadish yisa, or no siyas ha-kena islandis, or akara v'chulu. Right? So there's no mitzvah that you're doing here. at the end, look at the end of the line now. V'af benose ish lo shem peri yivarivya. Kivan, the efshal akayim is a peri yivarivya below kiddushin. Still, because what you're doing didn't have to be done, this is not a mitzvah. Vilo, and here are the key lines now. Vilo dami l'shchita. She'ena mechuyav l'shchov le'achol. And it's not like shchita. Where by shchita, hey, you don't have to eat meat. Mikah v'afilo hachik shu shochei l'achol mevarech. But still, if you want to eat meat, you have to make a bracha when you shecht. Tahasam yefshel l'achol below shchita. There's no way to eat meat without shechting. But here, you could do Purva without Kiddushin. So even if you choose to do Kiddushin, you're not going to make a Berachas HaMitzvah on it, says the Rush. That's why the Rush says this later on. It's a Berachas HaShevach Lodah. V'gam hasam afki krab loshen sivui t'chsev yizavach l'v'yachalta. Also, the pasuk in the Torah about Shechita is a tzivui. You shall shecht and you shall eat. Avol hacha k'siv ki yikachish. When? Third, va'od, and this is the key line for us now, dibikachim I efshar below shchita. Hilkach, mivarchin al kol shchita. That line is usually skipped over, because people learn this rush for the marriage elements. Oh, shchita, let's skip this. But here, we're learning it for the zvachim elements. The rush says, you know why you make a bracha by shchita schulin? Because there's shchita by kachim. The exact opposite direction of Yaakov Meir leans. The bracha is really a bracha shevach. But that's the rush, because it's so significant, you can learn shchitas kachim to shchitas chulin. Where else do you see this? There's one other source related, and that is a ha'ara that the Ramban makes, where Soloveitchik expands upon this as well. But the source, where's the source for shchita in the Torah? Where's the source for shchita? What? With the source, if you look in Dvarim and Perakut Beis, right here, right, it says in source 20, when Hashem is marchiv your gvul, and you're able to eat meat wherever you want, ki yirchak mimcha makam ha-sheyivchar Hashem lakecha, if you live far away from Yerushalayim, vizavachta mi bekarcho mitzoncha shenotha Hashem lakecha lecha ka'asher sivisicha, and you shech from animals for chulin, like I commanded you, you can eat it wherever you want. What does kasher sivisicha mean? Nowhere earlier in the Torah do we have the halachas of shchita. You can eat chulin like I commanded you. What's that talking about? So Rashi says kasher sivisicha lamadnu. These two words tell us it must be that at some point earlier Hashem commanded lamadnu she sivu bezvicha v'hech yishchot fein halachas shchita shenamru l'Moshe miSinai. It's not in the Torah anywhere. So kasher sivisicha means it must be like I commanded you. The Ramban says, like I commanded you, by Shchitas Kachim. Says the Ramban, Al Dasar Moseinu, Kachet Tzivisicha, Al Pem, Yalacha Moshe Misine, Malameid, Shinitzav Al Moshe, Al Abesha, Al Akon, Al Arub Echad, Al Ofa, Al Rosh Naim, Vehema, Vida, Vechulu, he continues, Vehine, Tziva, Bikar, Banos, Vishachai, Vishachtu, Shu, Bissimane, Atzavar, Vehine, Mitrila, Tziva, Shie, Koma, Shie, Mochem, Shlamim, in the Midbar. Everything they ate was karbanos, because they live right next to the Mishkan. V'heim shchutim k'mishmar karbanos v'yata k'shebo lahatir basar hachulin omar v'zavachtam ibukar mizorcha k'asher tzivisicha b'yosem karbanos. The whole source of shchitas chulin, according to the Ramban, is shchitas kachim. That's the source. So don't get it. It's the opposite direction. Shchitas Kachim helping me out to understand Shchitas Chulin. And Rav Soloveitchik said, in the back page, Rabbi Ganak quotes this in one of his articles on Shchita in one of the Beis Yitzchaks. He quotes this Machlokas Rashi Ramban, and he quotes it in the second paragraph. Shemati Migon Rav Yosef Soloveitchik Zatzal, Denechlegu Rashi Ramban, V'yesodin Shchita B'chulin. They argue, Dele Rashi Shchita B'chulin Halach Moshe B'Sinai, Ein Lo Zika L'Shchitas Kachim. Aval haramban savar, dekra kasher tzivisicha, and a commotion is savinu b'kachim, u'deshchitas chulin, u'din ha-mush'al mishchitas kachim. The opposite direction. So yes, part three parts. Part one is Rabbi Yaakov Meir leans, chulin influences kachim, and therefore it's like inferior, we would think, slava vodahi. But then we have all the other halachas where kachim seems to be raised up, shchitas kachim, and the Beis HaLevi says even Rabbi Yaakov Meir leans by degree to this, mitzvah matir, but it might not be an avoda, but it's still a mitzvah. And then these last two points that maybe with this added appreciation we go in the opposite direction. That Kachim can influence Chulin. Both the Bracha, that's the Rashi in Ksubis, and Rashi in the Ramban in Dvarim.
According to Rashi, Shchitas Chulin is
Halach Moshe B'Sinai. According to Rashi, Shchitas Chulin seems to be Halach Moshe B'Sinai. Meaning, could you have a machlokas about a Right, that gets into that Rambam issue. Right, the Rambam says that it can never be a machlokas, but halacha Moshe Sinai. But Rashi and Tosfos, you know, seem to have it all over the place. So that's another, you have to check that Shuv of the Chavos Yair, where it goes through like 80 places where he has problems with the Rambam's, here's a machlokas, here's a machlokas, here's a machlokas. So the Rambam, may the Rambam want to like the Ramban. It's not halacha Moshe Sinai. Okay, so we'll have to stop here. Shechita part 2 is done, and Be'ez Hashem, next week we will pick up with a different topic.